Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, there are 8,000 people on the Irish waiting list for an eyeshadow palette. Now, if that sounds mad, clearly 8,000 people don't think so. Becky Duggan from the Pink Elephant blog is on the line to tell us a little bit more. Becky, how's it going?
Very well, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing really good. So tell us, Becky, what the Naked Smoky is?
Yeah, so the Naked revolution really began about 5 years ago with the first Naked palette. And it was the first really accessible price point for a £12 palette and really usable as well. So lovely, neutral, natural tones. It was hugely popular and got great reviews. And since then, we've had Naked 2 and Naked 3. We've had Naked the Basics. And the most recent edition is the Naked Smoky palette, which launches next week.
And this is what everybody's going absolutely crazy for.
This is what everybody's going crazy for, yeah. So the waiting list is 8,000 people in Ireland alone. And bear in mind, that's just retail stores. So the stockists are Debenhams and House of Fraser. That's just for retail. That's not including online waiting lists. So there's going to be a huge amount more than that waiting to get their hands on it.
And all for an eyeshadow palette. That's amazing.
All for an eyeshadow palette, yeah.
So out of 8,000 people that are on the waiting list for it, how many are there going to be to supply them?
I imagine it'll sell out in the first day. It has to. There's definitely going to be queues. I know Debenhams are opening their doors at 8 a.m. next Thursday. So if people do have their hearts set on it, get in there early. It will sell out, definitely. Now, it'll be restocked quite shortly, I'd imagine, but the demand is huge for this one. It's great value for money. There's 12 eyeshadows in it, a blending brush, and there's actually a new instructional lookbook with this one as well. The difference with this one is there's more colour in it than you'd usually see in the Naked palette. So ordinarily they're quite neutral, natural tones, very usable. This is still very usable, but it also includes 9 brand new shades which haven't yet been available. So that kind of justifies the hype around it.
And how much is it going to set you back?
So it's €46, and that includes your 12 eyeshadows and a blending brush and also the new instructional lookbook as well. When you consider that an individual eyeshadow pot from Urban Decay comes in at around the €18 mark, you'd be looking at £216 to buy the same collection individually. So that's a saving of about £170, which is brilliant. Like, it's really good value for money. And it's also, it's lovely and self-contained. So it's handy to throw in your handbag and for everyday use. It's very wearable.
Is the packaging anything special itself, or is it different to...
It is, it is. Ooh. Yeah, and the very first Naked palette that came out, the only little bit of negative feedback around it was the packaging. It was in a type of a felt box, like a chocolate box style felt, which just got, it was a bit of a dust bunny. It got very dirty very easily and it wasn't wipeable and it just got a little bit grubby quite quickly. They took that feedback on board, and with the launch of Naked 2, they actually had it in like almost a geometry style set tin case, which was much better, much cleaner, easily wipeable, the whole lot. The newest Naked Smoky palette is the most beautiful packaging. It's a really glossy finish. It's got a smoked up background on it. It looks very high end luxury brand, and considering the price point, you know, it's great value and it's gorgeous as well. It's a really beautiful piece of kit to have in your makeup bag.
Amazing. So obviously everybody getting really excited about this. Has there anything been like this before recently where that many people have been on a waiting list waiting for something? And
there's a few little kind of coveted cult beauty products. Now, nothing really that's matched the Naked palette phenomenon. It's almost become like a collector's item amongst beauty enthusiasts. So it's really popular since about 5 years ago. And anyone I know that's bought Naked 1 has then bought Naked 2 and then bought Naked 3 and then bought Naked Basics and now wants Naked Smoky. So they have you hooked from day one, yeah. And I don't imagine it'll be the last installment in the collection either. They have to bring out more.
Oh, no, I totally understand the mentality. I was on the waiting list for, Kanye West's Yeezys, the shoes, yeah, and stuff. And I was literally like, I'm going to get them.
The excitement, exactly. Yeah,
oh, there's a major excitement to it. And just even just getting something like that first before anybody else.
Exactly. We got to actually preview it on Wednesday of this week. And it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. Like, the hype is justifiable. It's gorgeous.
Amazing. Is it too late for anybody to get it when it comes out first off now?
You can still add your name down to the waiting list. There's only two places you can put your name onto the waiting list. So that's Debenhams and House of Fraser. Those two places you can put your name down. Now, I don't imagine you'll make it in the first run, to be honest, if there's 8,000 on the list. I imagine the stock is going to clear out quite quickly. But get into stores early. They're open from 8 a.m. The likelihood is there will be queues, but still, there's nothing to say if you don't get in early that you can't get your hands on a pallet on launch day, which is Thursday the 6th, so next week, yesterday next week.
Amen. You snooze, you lose. Make sure that you're front in the queue. Becky, thank you so much for having a chat with us. Much
no problem at all. Thanks, Stephen.
Awesome. Educating our minds and educating our eyes.